This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Program with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Why do we want to understand the Arabic language? Why do we want to learn the Arabic language? Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, لِأَنَّهَا لُغَةَ الْقُرْآنِ, because it's the language of the noble Qur'an. لِأَنَّهَا لُغَةَ الْإِسْلَامِ, because it's the language of Al-Islam. It was the language of our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we are currently in Medina Arabic Book 3, lesson number 34. And this is the last lesson of Medina Arabic Book 3, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we've already read through the passage and we had stated that this exercise is dealing with what we call mamnu'un min as-sarf, the diptotes. Those words that are allergic, they do not take tanween. You do not say Fatimatun, you do not say Fatimatan, you do not say Fatimatin. They are allergic to tanween. Unlike Bilalun, Bilalan, Bilalin, no problem at all. But Fatimatun, Fatimatan, Fatimatin, not allowed at all. Jameel. What else are they allergic to? So they are allergic to the tanween, number one. And number two, they are allergic to taking the kasra, any form of it being majroor. You cannot say Fatimati, Aishati, Maryami, etc. So diptotes, when they are supposed to be majroor, technically they would take a fatha. So for example, we would say min Ahmada, from Ahmed, min Fatimata, from Fatima, min Bilalin, min Muhammadin, because Muhammad and Bilal are not diptotes, masha'Allah, so they have no issue in taking the majroor signs, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, so we continue where we left off. We had gone through the passage and now we begin with the explanation. ورد في هذا الدرس, that it has been mentioned in this lesson, أمثلة, examples, لممنوع من الصرف, of diptotes, ممنوع, that it is prohibited, they do not take the dhammatain and the fathatain and the kasratain. وهو الاسم المعرب, it's a noun, it's معرب, الذي لا يلحقه التنوين, no تنوين with it at all. وهو على نوعين, so there are two types of ممنوع من الصرف. The first one, no, يمنع من الصرف لعلة واحدة, that it doesn't take any of this صرف, تنوين, etc. because of one reason. And there's another category that it doesn't take this تنوين and all the other matters because of two reasons. One category, they have one excuse, one reason. And another category, they have two excuses or two reasons. جميل. Then they state, الممنوع من الصرف لعلة واحدة, those that have one excuse, one reason behind them. They are, number one, ما كان مختوما بألف التأنيث المقصورة أو الممدودة ومن أمثلته. So those words which take the ألف التأنيث المقصورة or the ألف ممدودة, the ألف ممدودة. So for example, مرضى, مرضى, ميم را ضاد, and then you have that ألف مقصورة, ألف مقصورة. مرضى, the patients, the sick. دنيا, we are living in this دنيا. حبلى, she's pregnant. حبلى, جيد. فتاوى, فتاوى, verdicts. هدايا, gifts. صحراء, صحراء, the desert. حمراء, حمراء, red. حمراء, جميل. فقراء, فقراء, the poor. And lastly, أصدقاؤ, 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 friends, mashallah. So what's the story here? That those words that they end off with the alif التأنيث المقصورة or the alif mamduda, they have this at the end of them, then technically they fall within the category of being mamnu'un min as-sarf. So you cannot say asdiqa'un, you cannot say fuqara'un. Jayid, masha'Allah. So also note that this alif maqsura or the alif mamduda, that they must be extra in that word. Extra meaning that they must come after the third radical. So look there. Marudha, mimra, and dad. So the words there. And then we have the alif maqsura after that. Jayid. So that's the first category. These here are mamnu'un min as-sarf, insha'Allah. And why? What's the illa? What's the reason? Because they have that extra alif maqsura or alif mamduda. Mamduda is written like a normal alif. Jameel, masha'Allah. Number two, ما كان على وزن منتهى الجموع. Now those words that are on the pattern, on the scale of the ultimate plural, منتهى الجموع. وهو ما كان على وزن مفاعل and مفاعيل. So those on the scale of مفاعل and مفاعيل, مفاعل and مفاعيل. جميل. So for example, مساجد, masjids. مفاتيح, keys. فنادق, hotels. شوارع, streets. رسائل, letters. فناجين, cups, teacups. أسابيع, weeks. ثعابين, snakes. ثعابين, snakes. جميل. وكذلك يمنع من الصرف المفرد الذي على وزن منتهى الجموع. So those that we just discussed were plurals. But sometimes you have a singular, you have something which is not a plural, but it is on the scale of منتهى الجموع. Example, طماطم, tomatoes. طماطم, بطاطس, بطاطس, onions. بطاطس, بطاطس. طباشير, 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 chalk. طباشير, chalk. سراويل, trousers. سراويل, جميل. So that's the first category where they have one illa, one reason. Now the next one. الممنوع من الصرف لعلتين. There are two reasons. لعلتين. وهو إما علم وإما صفة. This is subdivided now into proper nouns. علم, علم, proper nouns. And صفة, صفة, adjectives. Proper nouns. بلال, أحمد, إلياس, سمية, etc. Proper nouns. علم. العلم الممنوع من الصرف. يمنع العلم من الصرف إذا كان number one مؤنثا. If it is مؤنث, if it's feminine. ومن أمثلته آمنة. آمنة. It is ممنوع من الصرف. It's a diptot, female name. آمنة, زينب, حمزة, حمزة. Yes, حمزة. حمزة is a guy, but the wording, it has the ta marbuta. So technically, it is feminine in its word, but it's masculine in its meaning. حمزة is feminine in its wording, in its structure, but it is masculine in its meaning. It's masculine in its meaning. حمزة, طلحة, similar story. جيد. ثم إن آمنة لفظها ومسماها كلاهما مؤنث. That آمنة in its wording, in its structure, in its form, and in its meaning, it is feminine. جيد. In its wording and in its meaning, it is feminine. آمنة. Whereas زينب لفظها مذكر ومسماها مؤنث. Whereas the name زينب, the name تسنيم, زينب تسنيم, etc. In its wording, there's no indication that this is feminine. So it's masculine in its wording, but it's feminine in its meaning. Take note of that distinction. Whereas Hamza, the name Hamza, لفظها مؤنث ومسماها مذكر. The name Hamza, the name Talha, that technically in wording it is feminine, it's got the ta marbuta there, but in its meaning it is masculine. وإذا كان العلم المؤنث جيد. Now the next matter. وإذا كان العلم المؤنث, if we have a female proper noun, ثلاثيا, but it's made up of three radicals, three letters, ساكن الوسط, and it's got a سكون in the middle, like هند, دعد, مريم, then these here, it is allowed to be ممنوع من الصرف, and it's also allowed to be مصروف. It's also allowed to have the تنوين. So you can say هندون, you can say هندو, you can say دعدون, you can say دعدو, you can say ريمون and ريمو. I repeat, female names that have three letters and the middle letter has a سكون, then here you have two options. You can either regard them as ممنوع من الصرف, or you could regard them as being masroof and taking tanween, and both of them are allowed bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Jameel. So we've covered female names. The next one. A'jamiyan. Maybe a word, it is regarded as mamnu'u min as-sarf because it's non-Arabic in its origin. Example, Ibrahimu, Ismailu, Pakistanu, Londonu. إذا كان العلم الأعجمي, if you find a proper noun which is non-Arabic in its origin, but it is ثلاثيًا, and it's got three letters, and it's got a سكون in the middle. So again, إذا كان العلم الأعجمي ثلاثيا ساكن الوسط مذكرا انصرف ومن أمثلته. So here we have a non-Arabic name, proper noun, but it's made up of three letters, and the middle letter has a سكون. Then generally, we already learned non-Arabic names, proper nouns, that they are regarded as ممنوع من الصرف, but the exception is here. If it's made up of three letters, and the middle letter has a سكون, then you can give it the تنوين, inshallah. It will take the تنوين. Example, نوحن, 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 شيتون, شيتون, لوطن, لوطن, جرجون, جرجون, خانون, خانون, شاهن, شاهن. Excellent. أما الثلاثي الساكن الوسط المؤنث. But we just discussed the masculine three-letter non-Arabic names, and they are not ممنوع من الصرف. But what about if it is a feminine three-letter proper noun, which is non-Arabic in its origin? Then what happens here? أما الثلاثي الساكن الوسط المؤنث فيمنع. This one will remain ممنوع من الصرف. So a three-letter proper noun which is non-Arabic in its origin, even though it's three letters and it's got a sukoon on the middle letter, it will remain ممنوع من الصرف because it's feminine. Example, بلخو, بلخو in Afghanistan, بلخو, حمسو, حمسو in Syria, حمسو Aleppo, حمسو, نيسو, نيسو, مدينة في فرنسا, a city in France. نيسو, نيسو, موشو, موشو, مدينة في تركيا. جيد. A city in Turkey. موشو, موشو. We won't say موشون. We won't say حمسون. We won't say بلخون. جميل. We hope you've understood that, يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. First major category we went through just now was with regards to female names. Then number two, with regards to non-Arabic names. Number three, معدولاً, معدولاً. أي كان على وزن فعلو. That they are on the scale of فعلو, فعلو. So names on the scale of فعلو. Example, عمرو. Example, Zufaru, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, student, famous student, was Zufaru. Zuhalu, Saturn, Zuhalu, and Hubalu, the idol that the Arabs were worshipping, Allahumma musta'an. So these all here are mamnu'um min as-sarf. Why? Because they are ma'dulan and they are on the scale of fu'alu, fu'alu, jameel. Number four in terms of names, makhtuman bi alifin ونون زائدتين, that they end off with an extra alif and noon. Names which end off with an extra alif and noon. Example, مروان, مروان, رمضان, رمضان, شعبان, شعبان, عثمان, عثمان. ما شاء الله. Number five, that they are on the pattern or the scale of verbs. Example, أحمدو, أحمدو, on the scale of أذهبو, أفعلو, أفعلو, أذهبو, أذهبو, أفعلو, and then أحمدو. So أحمدو would be a ممنوع من الصرف. جميل. And then we have the other name, يزيدو, يزيدو, like on the pattern of يبيعو, يبيعو, he sells, يبيعو. So it's on the scale of a verb, on the pattern of a verb. And then the third name they give us there is يعربو, يعربو, like يدرسو, يدرسو. So they are on the pattern of verbs. يدرسو, يعربو. So يعربو would be ممنوع من الصرف. And lastly, number six, مركبا, it is compound, it's made up of two nouns. Example, معدي يكربو, معدي كربو, معدي كربو, معدي كربو, or معدي يكربو in some copies. And then حضرموت, حضرموت, حضرموت. So ممنوع من الصرف إن شاء الله. So we've covered the first category here of ممنوع من الصرف, and that relates to علم, علم, proper nouns. Now we move on to the second category, and those are adjectives, adjectives بإذن الله تعالى. الصفة الممنوعة من الصرف, تمنع الصفة من الصرف إذا كانت, number one, what are the conditions, number one, على وزن أفعل, it's on the scale of أفعل. Example, أكبر, so the word أكبر, bigger, أكبر, similar to how we had أحمد, أحمد, the name أحمد, and أكبر, they are on the same scale, on the scale of أفعل, أفعل. أحسن, أحسن, better. أحمر, 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 red, جيد. And so they are ممنوع من الصرف because they are on the scale of أفعل. ويشترط فيها ألا تؤنث بالتاء. Condition is that it must not be مؤنث with a تاء. فإذا أنثت, but if it is turned into feminine with the تاء, إن صرفت, example, أرملين, أرملين. See, it's taking the تنوين, أرملين, and it is مجرور, أرملين. Why? Because its feminine version is أرملتون, أرملتون. And so it can take that تا مربوطة. Whereas, we don't say أكبرتون, أحسنتون, أحمرتون. جيد, they don't take the تا. Whereas, أرملون, technically, the feminine option أرملتون is possible, and thus this one here will not be ممنوع من الصرف. Number two, على وزن فعلان, on the scale of فعلان, like جوعان, hungry, شبعان, شبعان, full, عطشان, thirsty, ملآن, full. Number three, معدولة, والصفة المعدولة شيئان, two types, العدد, الذي على وزن فعال ومفعل, ومن أمثلته ثلاث, رباع, مثنى, مثلث. فثلاث معدولة عن ثلاثة, ثلاثة, ورباع معدولة عن أربعة, أربعة. Basically what they're stating is that when it comes to adjectives, معدولة meaning like one filling in for the other. والصفة المعدولة شيئان, two types. Number one, the number which is on the scale of فعال or مفعل, like ثلاث, رباع. And ثلاث and رباع, technically what do they mean? They mean like three at a time, four at a time, مثنى, two at a time. So they state ثلاث معدولة عن ثلاثة, ثلاثة. That ثلاثة is like taking the place of three and three. So basically three at a time. رباع, four and four. Four at a time. The second category, كلمة أخرى, أخرى, which is the plural of أخرى, which means another. Then they state أحكام, the rulings related to ممنوع من الصرف. Number one, الممنوع من الصرف لا ينون, that those words which are ممنوع من الصرف diptotes, that they are allergic to taking تنوين, they do not take any تنوين. لا ينون. Excellent. Number two, يجر بالفتحة, that when it was supposed to be مجرور, من أحمد, من فاطمة, instead of taking the كسرة, rather it would take a فتحة instead. Supposed to be مجرور, yes, but it will take a فتحة instead. يجر بالفتحة, it's still مجرور, we will still regard it as being مجرور, من أحمد, من فاطمة, we regard it as being مجرور, but not مجرور with a كسرة, but rather مجرور with a فتحة. Why are you putting a فتحة when it's مجرور? Because of a special reason. What's the reason? Because it's ممنوع من الصرف, because it's a diptote, and that's how diptotes roll, ما شاء الله. ويجر بالفتحة ما لم يكن مضافا. But there are some exceptions. For as long as it is not مضاف, مضاف إليه, or محلى بألف and لام, that it must not have an ألف and لام attached to it, and it must not be مضاف. Let's see. فإذا أضيف أو حلية بألف and لام جر بالكسرة. But if it is مضاف, if it has an ألف and لام attached to it, then it will be مجرور with a كسرة. Example, درست في مدارس كثيرة. See, مدارس, 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 مدارس is ممنوع من الصرف. Why? It's on the scale of مفاعل. سكل مدارس, it's on the scale of مفاعل, and it's a diptote. And so technically, it coming after a في, it would have taken a كسرة, but it can't because it's a diptote. So rather, it would take a فتحة. Excellent. درست في مدارس كثيرة. I studied in many madrasas. I studied in many schools. درست في مدارس كثيرة. درست في مدارس كثيرة. Excellent. Now let's look at that sentence. درست في مدارس المملكة. Look this one now. This one is مضاف and مضاف إليه. So now we are giving the مدارس a كسرة. Again, درست في مدارس المملكة. درست في مدارس المملكة. I studied in the schools of the kingdom. So مدارس here, it is مضاف. It is مضاف. And because it is مضاف, it will take a كسرة. Whereas the previous sentence was not مضاف or anything like that. So normal rules would apply. درست في مدارس كثيرة. درست في مدارس, مدارس ممنوع من الصرف. Then the next sentence, درست في مدارس المملكة. Why this مدارس? Why are you giving it a كسرة? Isn't it ممنوع من الصرف? Isn't it a diptote? We say, yes, it's a diptote. Generally, it's supposed to have been a diptote. Well, but because it is مضاف, then it would take a كسرة, inshallah. Similar to, let's look at the next one. درست في كثير من المدارس. درست في كثير من المدارس. I studied in many schools. المدارس. Why are you giving it the كسرة? Because it has taken an ألف and لام. It's taken an ألف and لام, and so because it took an ألف and لام, we can give it a كسرة now, والحمد لله. Similar to, for example, مساجد. مساجد, مساجد is ممنوع من الصرف. في مساجد, في مساجد, في مساجد. But give مساجد an ألف and لام, now you can give it a كسرة. في المساجد, في المساجد, مساجدي, في المساجد, ما شاء الله. في مساجد الجامعة, في مساجد الجامعة. Excellent. Then they state number three, المنقوص من الجمع المتناهي يعامل معاملة المنقوص من المنصرف فتحذف ياؤه رفعا وجرا وينون. Example. So we find like words like ma'anin, jawarin, nawadin. جيد. So هذه الكلمة لها معان كثيرة. معان كثيرة. So here it can take the double كسرة, no problem. Originally it is معنى. معنى. معنى means, معنى means mean. Mean, ما معنى هذا? What does this mean? So this category of words, they are special category that they are originally on the pattern of مفاعلو, But at the same time, the amanqus, as the third radical is a ya, ma'na jayid, the third radical is a ya, and that ya appears if the word takes an alif and lam. If the word takes an alif and lam, then you do see that that ya. Example, al-ma'ani, al-ma'ani, al-jawari, etc. And so these are called the manqus of the jam' al-mutanahi. Jam' al-mutanahi. And when it comes to marfu, they can take the tanween. When it comes to majroor, they can take the tanween, but not the tanween of mansub. Let's see. Al-marfu. هذه الكلمة لها معان كثيرة. لها معان كثيرة. That's the marfu form. جيد. And the mansub form. أعرف معاني كثيرة لهذه الكلمة. أعرف معاني كثيرة لهذه الكلمة. I know many meanings of this word. مجرور تستعمل هذه الكلمة. تستعمل هذه الكلمة بمعان كثيرة. بمعان كثيرة. والحمد لله. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, let us begin with the exercises, insha'Allah. Number one, استخرج من الدرس الأسماء الممنوعة من الصرف واذكر سبب منع كل واحد منها من الصرف. So they want you to pick out the ممنوع من الصرف in the entire exercise and then also list the reason why it is a ممنوع من الصرف. Is it because it's a non-Arabic name? Is it because it's a female, a proper noun? What's the reason? So let's see. We have many in this exercise, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. We find, let's see, William, William. Why? Alamun a'jamiyun, alamun a'jamiyun. Proper noun, which is of non-Arabic origin. Makkata, makkata. This is because it is feminine. It's got the ta. Makkata. Alamun mu'annath. Alamun mu'annath. Jameel. Landana, landana. Alamun a'jamiyun, alamun a'jamiyun. Then the guy was suffering with a humma, humma. He had a fever. This is because it's ending with the alif at-ta'neeth al-maqsura. The alif at-ta'neeth al-maqsura. The feminine alif maqsura. Jayid. Then we have ahsanu, ahsanu on the scale of af'alu, ala wazni af'alu. It's a sifa adjective on the scale of af'alu. Dafatiru, dafatiru. It's on the scale of mafa'ilu, mafa'ilu. One of the scales of muntaha al-jumu, the ultimate plurals. Talhatu, talhatu, alamun mu'annath, alamun mu'annath. This is a male name, but in its word structure, etc., it is feminine. Jayid, talhatu, like usamatu. Umaru, 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 alamun ma'dulun. علم معدول like عمر زحل هبل معدي يكرب معدي يكرب. This is because it's مركب, it's compound between two nouns, compound between two nouns. يزيد because it resembles a verb. علم على وزن فعل, it's upon the pattern of a verb. يزيد يزيد يبيع يزيد يبيع. أشياء أشياء. Why? Because it's on the scale of the muntaha al-jumu'. The technically ashya'a, its asl is ashya'u. Ashya'u. Excellent. Ulama'u. Ulama'u. Because it's ending with the alif mamduda. Alif mamduda. Ulama'u. Mamnu'u min as-sarf. Diptote. Because it's ending with that alif mamduda. That علماء ما that alif there, alif ممدودة. جيد. مسائل, مسائل on the scale of مفاعل, on the scale of مفاعل, on the scale of مفاعل. مسائل on the scale of مفاعل. جيد. Because this is منتهى الجموع, منتهى الجموع. Then we have مروان, مروان, because it's a proper noun and it has that alif and the noon extra. قربة. Then there's also قربة, قربة. This is because it has the alif مقصورة at the end. قربة. Then we have موسى. موسى is a non-Arabic name. Non-Arabic name. علم أعجمي. غضبانة. غضبانة. Angry. because this is a sifa and it's on the scale of fa'lanu, fa'lanu. Then we have those numbers in the verse of the Noble Quran, mathna, thulatha, ruba', because they are sifa, adjectives, ma'dulatun, ma'dulatun. Then we came across ma'anin, ma'anin, because this is manqus, ala wazni muntaha al-jumu'. It is manqus, and it is on the scale of muntaha al-jumu'. Talha, talha, the name talha, alamun, mu'annath, feminine name, proper noun. But remember, in its meaning, it is masculine. Quzahu, quzahu, jayid. Quzahu is alamun ma'dulun. Quzah means rainbow, rainbow, jayid. Zuhalu, Saturn. This is also alamun ma'dulun. Afghanistan, alamun a'jamiyun. Balkhu, alamun a'jamiyu. Karasiyu, karasiyu, we have there karasiyu, the inspector was asking, do you require more karasiyu chairs? This is on the scale of muntaha al-jumu'. Then makatibu, same story, muntaha al-jumu'. And then there was also ukharu, ukharu, this is sifa ma'dulatun, walhamdulillah. Exercise number 2, istakhrij min ad-dars ma jurra min al-asma' al-mamnu'a min as-sarf bil-kasra wa dhkur as-sabab. So they want us to look through the exercise and pull out all those mamnu'un min as-sarf which were in the majrur form, which were in the majrur form bil-kasra, and they were in the majrur form and they had a kasra. And why did they have a kasra? Why were they majrur in the kasra form? So if we look into the passage, we find there, fi dafatirikum, fi dafatirikum. Why fi dafatiri? Fi dafatiri. Jayid. Dafatiru, dafatiru, then dafatira, and then technically majrur would have also been dafatira. But why are we giving it a kasra in the majrur form here? Because it is mudaf. Fi dafatiri. في دفاتركم في دفاتركم it is مضاف بسبب الإضافة because of the إضافة إن شاء الله. Then there's also من أحسن الطلاب. أحسن technically ممنوع من الصرف, but because we have الطلاب, because it is مضاف, thus it is taking the kasra. من أحسن الطلاب, من أحسن الطلاب, من أحسن الطلاب. Excellent. Then there's also مع أقربائه, also because of إضافة. مع أقربائه. Excellent. And then some examples where they are taking the ألف and لام. في هذه الدفاتر, في هذه الدفاتر, ألف and لام, we join to the دفاتر. في هذه الدفاتر. المسائل, المسائل, لهذه المسائل, مسائل, مسائل, and مسائل, when it's ممنوع من الصرف. But we added an ألف and لام, so it can take a كسرة now. لهذه المسائل. Excellent. في اليتامى, في اليتامى, جميل. Then أحد الكواكب, كواكب, أحد الكواكب, one of the planets. Kawakibu, kawakiba, kawakiba. But because it's got an alif and lam attached to it, we can now add a kasra. Ahadul kawakibi. Excellent. Exercise number 3, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Ayyin al-mamnu' min as-sarf fima ya'ti. Pick out the mamnu' min as-sarf and mention the reason behind it. Jayid. Wa idha jurra bil kasra falkur sababa dhalik. And if it does take a kasra when it is majroor, then list the reason behind that matter. Let's see. So we have 5 verses of the Noble Quran. Alaysa Allahu bi ahkamil hakimin. Alaysa Allahu bi ahkamil hakimin. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not the best and the most wise of the judges? Alaysa Allahu bi ahkam al hakimin. So here ahkam, ahkam, this is mamnu'un min as-sarf. And why is it mamnu'un min as-sarf? Because it's on the scale of af'alu. Ahkama, af'ala, jayid, af'ala. And alaysa Allahu bi ahkami, ahkami. Why did he take the kasra? Because it is mudaf. Technically, بأحكم الحاكمين. أحكم ممنوع من الصرف, would not have taken a كسرة, but here it does take a كسرة. Why? Because it's مضاف. Excellent. أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. جميل. The next one, وحلوا أساور من فضة. وحلوا أساور من فضة. And adorned with bracelets of silver. And adorned with bracelets of silver. The people of paradise will be adorned with bracelets of silver. Walhamdulillah. So here, any words ممنوع من الصرف? Yes, أساورة. أساورة. Why? Because it's on the scale of منتهى الجموع. أساورة. أساورة. And it is clear, it is not in the مجرور form or anything like that. It still retains its being ممنوع من الصرف. جميل. Then the third verse, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِرَبِّ الْمَشَارِقِ وَالْمَغَارِبِ فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِرَبِّ الْمَشَارِقِ وَالْمَغَارِبِ. That take an oath by the Rabb of the Masharik of the East and the West. This فَلَا أُقْسِمُ here does not mean that I do not take an oath. Rather, this lam here is like to emphasize the matter that surely I do swear by the Rabb of the East and the West. Bi Rabbil Masharik, Masharik meaning the place where the sun rises, Magharib where the sun sets, the East and the West. Fala uqsimu bi Rabbil Masharik wal Magharibi, I do take an oath by the Rabb of the East and the West. Some people, they misunderstand this verse generally. They think la uqsimu mean I don't take an oath, but rather it means the opposite. Jameel, mashaAllah. And so any ممنوع من الصرف here, yes, المشارق, المشارق and المغارب, both of them, جيد, المشارق and المغارب are technically ممنوع من الصرف, جيد, but why are they taking the كسرة here in the مجرور form? Because they have the ألف and لام. And why are they ممنوع من الصرف? Because they on the scale of منتهى الجموع, مشارق, مشارق, مفاعل, and مغارب, the same story. But they are in the majrur form with the kasra because they have the alif and lam attached to them. Excellent. What else do we have? The next verse of the noble Quran. فَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى. فَلَا تَقْرَبُوا. Do not come close to what? To salah. وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى. While you are in a state of intoxication. فَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى. حَتَّى تَعْلَمُوا مَا تَقُولُونَ. Until you know what you are saying. يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ يَا أَمَتَ اللَّهِ. How apt, subhanAllah, this last lesson here, and they mention this verse. And this verse here is one of the proofs that we should and we must learn the Arabic language. How? Because the Sahaba, who, if they were in a state of intoxication in the early years of Al-Islam, they were told that you should not come for Salah. Don't come and pray when you are in a state of intoxication. And you and I know that somebody, he's drunk, he might understand 50% of the Quran. We're not talking about him whacked out on the floor. He reads the Quran every day, Suratul Fatiha, he recites it every day. He's an Arab, he's a companion, he's a Sahabi. He would understand maybe 50% of the noble Quran. But that's not good enough. It's not good enough, subhanAllah. And if that wasn't good enough for them, imagine us. We are sober, mashaAllah. We are not drunk. We begin our salah, Allahu Akbar. We end off, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And we probably understood less than 50%, maybe less than 20%, maybe less than even 10%. And we are sober. We're not drunk or anything of the sort. Allahu musta'an. Hatta ta'lamu ma taqulun. Until you know what you are saying. You're intoxicated. You don't really know everything what you are saying. Come back later. Imagine us, subhanAllah. We don't understand even though we are sober. Allahu musta'an. So sukara is a mamnu'un min as-sarf here. And it retains its being ممنوع من الصرف. But why is it ممنوع من الصرف? Because it ends off with that ألف مقصورة. ألف مقصورة. Then the next verse. أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت. that were you present when death came upon Ya'qub? Am kuntum, were you shuhada'a, present witnesses, idh hadara, when hadara, when death came, Ya'quba al-maut, when came to Ya'qub death, Allahu musta'an, when he was breathing his last on the face of this earth. And that's in Suratul Baqarah. So do we have any mamnu'un min as-sarf? Yes, we have two. Shuhada'a, shuhada'a. Why? Because it's ending with the alif ta'neeth. The alif at-ta'neeth al-mamduda, that alif there. And there's also Ya'quba, because it's a non-Arabic name. And both of them are still mamnu'un min as-sarf. They don't have any alif and lam attached to them, nor are they mudaf or anything of the sort. Walhamdulillah. Exercise number 4. Jurra al-mamnu'un min as-sarf ma ya'ti bil-kasra. Nazalna fi fanadiqa. Nazalna fi fanadiqa. So they want us to change that and make fanadiqa into fanadiqi. Jayid. Make it fanadiqi. So how would we adjust that? We would say, for example, nazalna fi fanadiqi al-madinati. Nazalna fi fanadiqi al-madinati. Make it mudaf. So they gave us, نَزَلْنَا فِي فَنَادِقَ. We settled in the hotels. We settled in the hotels. Change it. نَزَلْنَا فِي فَنَادِقِ الْمَدِينَةِ. نَزَلْنَا فِي فَنَادِقِ الْمَدِينَةِ. We settled down in the city hotels. In the hotels of the city. We made it مُضَاف. جميل. Number five, make sentences with the word jawarin, jawarin, and one of them that this jawarin will be marfu, and then it will be mansub, and then it will be marfu, insha'Allah. Adkhil kalima jawarin fi thalath jumal, ala an takun marfu'atan fi al-ula, wa mansubatan fi thaniya, wa majruratan fi thalithati. Jameel, excellent. So what sentences could we make, and what does jawarin mean? Jawarin is the plural of jariya. Jariya is a young girl. Jawarin, young girls. So let's make three sentences with jawarin, insha'Allah. We could say, for example, ja'at jawarin. Ja'at jawarin. Ja'at jawarin. Excellent. Then, ra'aytu jawariya. Remember, in the mansub form, this manqus type, in the mansub form, it would not take the tanween. Ra'aytu jawariya. Ra'aytu jawariya. Tahaddathtu ila jawarin. Tahaddathtu ila jawarin. Tahaddathtu ila jawarin. Excellent. So that's exercise number 5. Exercise number 6. Fi a'ishatu and a'ishatun. So here, مُنِعَتْ الْكَلِمَةَ الْأُولَى مِنَ الصَّرْفِ وَلَمْ تُمْنَعَ الثَّانِيَةُ لِمَ. Why? Why the first A'ishatu and the second one is A'ishatun? جيد. Well, because the first one is a name. The first one is a name and the second one is not a name. Is not a name. جيد. عَائِشَةٌ. The second one is not a name. Not used as a name. جيد. And exercise number 7. They say the word arnab, the word arnab, arnabun, arnabun, arnabun is a rabbit. Why is it not mamnu'un min as-sarf? Jayid, arnabun, it's also on the scale of like a verb, arnab, adhab, jayid. So why is it not mamnu'un min as-sarf? Well, simply because it's not a proper noun, nor is it an adjective. Remember that the mamnu'un min as-sarfs fall within that category. Either they are proper nouns, or they are adjectives. But if a word is on the scale of adhabu, adrusu, etc., etc., arnabun, doesn't mean it's going to be mamnu'un min as-sarf. Only if it is an adjective or it is a proper noun, then it falls within that category. Jayid. So arnabun, rabbit, no problem. Arnabun, arnaban, arnabin. Excellent. Exercise number 8. مثل لجر الممنوع من الصرف بالكسرة بسبب الإضافة. Provide an example of the ممنوع من الصرف taking a كسرة because it is مضاف. Because it is مضاف, we could say, for example, درست في مدارس المدينة. درست في مدارس المدينة. درست في مدارس المدينة. I studied in the schools of the city. Excellent. Number 9. Provide an example of the mamnu' min as-sarf taking a kasra because it has the alif and lam attached to it. Similarly, we would say, darastu fi kathirin min al-madarisi. Darastu fi kathirin min al-madarisi. Al-madarisi fi kathirin min al-madarisi. Excellent. Number 10. Provide examples for the following. As-sifa al-ma'dula. Sifa al-ma'dula. We find ukharu. 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 Number 2. Alam al-a'jami. William, Ibrahim, Edwardu. Number 3. Sifa allati ala wazni fa'lanu. Fa'lanu. So an adjective on the scale of fa'lanu. Ghadbanu. Angry. Jawanu. Hungry. Number 4. Alam mu'annath. Alam mu'annath. A proper noun. Feminine proper noun. Aminatu. Hamzatu. Usamatu. Aishatu. Sumayyatu. Excellent. Number 5, Alam al-Ma'dul, Umaru, Zuhalu, Hubalu. Number 6, As-Sifa allati ala wazni af'al. Adjective on the scale of af'alu. We find, for example, on the scale of af'alu, Ahsanu, Ajmalu, Akbaru. Number 7, Alam al-Makhtum bi alif. ونون زائدتين رمضان عثمان رمضان عثمان شعبان Number 8 علم مركب We have for example حضرموت 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 Number 9 الجمع المتناهي جمع المتناهي مساجد مساجد مفاتيح مفاتيح مساجد مفاتيح Number 10 اسم المختوم بألف التأنيث الممدودة ألف الممدودة So ending with the ألف الممدودة So that's number 10 We have for example حمراء 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 Number 11 similar اسم المختوم بألف التأنيث المقصورة مقصورة So فتاوى فتاوى جميل Number 12 المنقوص من الجمع المتناهي ليالٍ ليالٍ منقوص ليالٍ جوارٍ نوادٍ Number 13 العلم المؤنث المنصرف This would be for example هندٌ هندٌ ريمٌ ريمٌ It's a female name but it is not ممنوع من الصرف هندٌ Rimun. Why? Because it's got three letters and the middle one has a sukoon. Number 14, Alam al-A'jamiyu al-Munsarif. Similarly, a three-letter male proper noun, which is made up of three letters and the middle one has a sukoon, like Jurujun, Nuhun, Lutun, Khanun. Jameel. Exercise number 11, Ibrahimu wa Lutun. Kilahuma a'jamiyun. فَلِمَ مُنِعَ الْأَوَّلُ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ وَلَمْ يُمْنَعَ الْآخَرِ Why Ibrahimu is مَمْنُوءٌ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ whereas لُوطٌ is not مَمْنُوءٌ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ The answer is because the second one لُوطٌ is made up of three letters and the middle letter has a سُكُون on it and thus it would not be مَمْنُوءٌ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ جيد لُوطٌ نُوحٌ خَانٌ excellent Number 12 جُرْجٌ وَبَلْخُ كِلَاهُمَا أَعْجَمِيٌّ Jurjun and Balkhu, both of them are non-Arabic. Then Wathulathiyun and both of them have three letters. Why the first one is not Mamnu'un min as-sarf and the second is Mamnu'un min as-sarf? The answer is because the first is masculine and the second is feminine. Jurjun, masculine. Balkhu, feminine. And so Balkh will be Mamnu'un min as-sarf and not Jurjun. Number 13, أَيُّ عَلَمٍ يَجُوزُ صَرْفُهُ وَمَنْعُهُ Which of the proper nouns allowed for you to regard it as ممنوع من الصرف and also allowed for you to give it تنوين, etc., etc. The answer is, this is with regards to female names, which are of three letters and the middle letter has a سكون, like هندٌ and ريمٌ, ريمٌ. So you can say هندو, هندا and هندا. You can also have Rimu, Rima, and Rima, or Hindun, Hindan, Hindin, Rimun, Riman, Rimin. Excellent, masha'Allah, walhamdulillah. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. With that we have completed lesson number 34 والحمد لله سبحان الله. Then what follows? We find that the next few pages, you have a general exercise related to the entire book, revision exercise, inshallah. That's something that you can do on your own, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Then there's also a list of all the different scales of the masadir. So we have the masdar on the scale of fa'alun, masdar on the scale of fa'alun. We've gone through them, but here they list all of them together, walhamdulillah. Then there's also the scales, the patterns of the jam taksir, the broken plurals. So for example, on the scale of af'ulun, we have shahrun and ashhurun, months, najmun, anjumun, aynun, a'yunun, masha'Allah. And so they list all the different scales of the broken plurals, walhamdulillah. And that's something that you can go through bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. We've already gone through them in the lessons, but here they put it together and they list them all in one place, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, we say alhamdulillah. We say alhamdulillah. And we say alhamdulillah again. That all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has granted us the tawfiq, granted us the ability, granted us the life, granted us the opportunity to go through the Medina Arabic books 1, 2 and 3, walhamdulillah. We've gone through all of them, tabarakallah, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And the recordings of them are also available at Muslim Central's website and also available as video books on the Al-Kawthar Institute website, walhamdulillah. We also have them available in terms of audio on YouTube, masha'Allah, and that's free there, walhamdulillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us an understanding of the Arabic language. A lot of time, a lot of effort. You have been studying, masha'Allah, tabarakallah. You have been diligent with regards to your studies, masha'Allah, tabarakallah. We ask Allah that all of this here, even though we had lapses and we had issues and we had problems and our mistakes and we had corrupt intentions at times, Allahu musta'an. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it from us. We want it to be maqbool with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no point if it's not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, in this dunya, no matter how beautiful your intention might be, people judge you based upon the presentation. The presentation that you've put forward, that's what they judge you upon. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the yardstick is completely different. The test with Allah is different. That your presentation could be the best of presentations, the most beautiful, the most eloquent presentation, but Allah judges you based upon your intention, subhanallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to record it in our scales of good deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect us in the company of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya to grant us the understanding of the noble Quran. Grant us the understanding of the hadith of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this Arabic language a living language amongst us. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, before we end off this majlis, before we end off, let us learn from a prophetic hadith, insha'Allah, a prophetic hadith from our Nabi Muhammad, Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is hadith number 13 from the 40 ahadith related to learning the Arabic language and the prophetic tarbiyah. An Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من مات, whoever dies, من مات, whoever passes away, يشرك بالله, and this person was making shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, شيء, and anything at all, we're not talking about 100%, 20%, any percentage, he was making shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, شيء, دخل النار, he will enter the hellfire, he will enter the fire. قلت أنا, I said, meaning who? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He says, من مات لا يشرك بالله شيئا دخل الجنة. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, well then the opposite is also true. من مات, whoever dies, لا يشرك بالله شيئا, he does not associate with Allah at all, دخل الجنة, he will enter paradise. رواه البخاري ومسلم. This hadith recorded by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. ما معنى mata? Mata, mata, he died. Mata yamutu, mata yamutu. Its master is motun, motun. Ashraka billahi shay'an. Somebody, ashraka billahi shay'an. What does this mean? Ja'alahu sharikan lillahi ta'ala. He made a partner. He associated a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not understand when we talk about partner with Allah that you have an equal partner. No. Sometimes maybe in a business, you have a 5% partner, a 10% partner, a 50% partner, etc. And so, جَعَلَهُ شَرِيكًا لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. Allah does not accept any partner whatsoever. The مُضَارِع, يُشْرِكُ, أَشْرَكَ, يُشْرِكُ. And the ism fa'il, the person who does this act of shirk, is called the مُشْرِكُن, مُشْرِكُن, مُشْرِكُن. Excellent. مَاتَ يُشْرِكُ, مَاتَ يُشْرِكُ, died while making shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A mata fi halati shirki, died upon shirk, died upon the state of shirk. Mata wa huwa mushrikun, died while that person was a mushrik. An-naru, what is meant by the nar? Al-murad biha jahannamu, jahannamu, jahannam. We want to go to Jannah, we don't want to go to Jahannam. Answer the following questions. Mada qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bin nisbati ila man mata mushrika. What did our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say with regards to somebody who dies as a mushrik? Mada qala? Qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam man mata wa huwa yushriku billahi shay'an dakhala an-nar. Man mata yushriku billahi shay'an dakhala an-nar. Whoever dies while in the state of shirk, this person will enter into the hellfire. Man qala hadha? Who said this? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa man qala من مات لا يشرك بالله شيئا دخل الجنة. Who said that statement? Whoever dies and he didn't make any shirk with Allah will enter paradise. Who said that? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه. Excellent. أكمل الحديث. Complete the hadith. من مات يشرك بالله شيئا دخل النار. الله مستعان. Allah save us. Then they state, complete the following. Man mata yushriku billahi, complete it. Man mata yushriku billahi shay'an dakhala an-nara. Wa man mata, complete it. Wa man mata la yushriku billahi shay'an dakhala al-janna. Wa man mata la yushriku billahi shay'an dakhala al-janna. Whoever dies and he was making shirk will enter the fire, and whoever dies and he did not make any shirk will enter paradise. Who is the sahabi who narrated this hadith? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Who is the ones who recorded this hadith, reported it? Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. ما معنى أشرك بالله شيئا؟ ما معنى, what means أشرك بالله شيئا؟ What does it mean? A جعله شريكا لله تعالى, made him a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جعله شريكا لله تعالى, جعله شريكا لله تعالى. Excellent. Provide the mudari and the ism fa'il for ashraka. Ashraka, yushriku. Ashraka, he committed shirk. Yushriku, he is making shirk. And the ism fa'il is mushrikun. Mushrikun, mushrikun. Excellent. Somebody says, brother, mashallah, I see you have a lot of food here. Can you make me a mushrik in that food? What he means is, can you make me a partner in the food that you are eating? I want to eat half, you want to eat half, etc. Jayid. And the next question, mal murad bi an-nar? An-nar, ya'ni jahannam, jahannam. Then provide the mudari and the masdar for mata. Mata yamutu, mata yamutu, mata he died, yamutu he is dying, mata yamutu, and its masdar is mawtun, its masdar is mawtun, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us upon Tawheed. We ask Allah to make us die upon Tawheed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect us as Muwahidun. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect us in the company of the Muwahidun, in the company of the Imam of the Muwahidun, who? Our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also in the company of the Anbiya and the Salihin and the Righteous and the Awliya. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to accept from us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah. We ask Allah to grant us knowledge which is beneficial and not knowledge which is not beneficial. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa min qalbin la yakhsha' wa min nafsin la tashba' wa min du'a'in la yusma'. We ask Allah's protection from du'a that's not answered, from the nafs which is never ever satisfied, from knowledge which does not benefit. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we ask Allah to make us keys of goodness and not keys of evil. That Allah use us to do good. Allah use us as instruments of good and not as instruments of strife and fitna and fasad. Allahu musta'an. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Until we meet again in a new series. Barakallahu feekum. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.